Hello everyone, my name is Kate and you are listening to Come Date with Kate, and I'm here today with
Kelly.
How are you today, Kelly?
Good, a bit nervous for this podcast.
What's up? Talk to me. What's going on? Tell me.
I'm a bit of an awkward person, I think, when it comes
to... are you dumb?
I think it's just like because I know other people are going to listen to this, so I'm going to censor what I say and just be really careful about what I talk about.
But you agreed.
I'm excited. I've been your biggest fan. I listened to all of your videos and I was like, fuck, it'd be so good to be in it.
Yeah, and here we are at 11:42 and thing. Not having a meeting tomorrow at 8 o'clock, but yeah. It's fine.
Not having to wake up at like 6 a.m. But, no, you know, whatever.
No. Yeah. How could we ever? But the funny thing was, we decided to get dinner together and we went out and got Domino's and I walked straight... This is the funniest thing. This is going to be a core memory for me.
But traumatic.
I was terrified. Like, I can deal with little spiders, but when you have something the size of, like... What would you, like an apple? It literally a small, like, apple.
Like a nice Granny Smith.
On my foot? Nah. I'm not doing okay. And then, to be fucking frank, she has a spider out there that she's left. It is the biggest spider I've ever seen in my life. I almost walked straight into that and she didn't tell me. And I feel like that was a violation. It fucked me up. I kicked my fucking $360 bloody Doc Marten shoes off as soon as it ran on my foot. And I don't know why I ran footless. That was so dumb. Ran footless. In the grass. Footless. Shoeless. Off the fucking thing. I couldn't even... I was crying. Almost pissed my pants. I was so scared.
Legit, my whole neighbourhood probably thought someone was being stabbed.
It was horrific. But I've got cute nails. That's off topic. But yeah. We decided to do our nails. And I had a mini breakdown about how I couldn't play guitar. Because if you don't know, I'm in a band.
But she's in a band. Off the street. Stream it on Spotify.
But I decided... that I was frustrated and I cut my nails off midway of having them. And if you've had acrylic nails before, you know, you can't just, like, chop them off like normal nails or, like, use acetone. You have to bite that fucker off and you have to get in there.
Rip them.
Floss. That's a tip. Just get a little bit under and then you just rip it off with the floss.
So painful. So painful.
It literally feels like majority of the time that you have a heartbeat on your nail.
Yeah.
So, now... Obviously, it's your first time.
Oh my god, you're taking my virginity.
Yeah! Tell me a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am 22, coming up in like 15 days or something. I don't know, on the 18th.
How exciting.
Ugh, very exciting. I'm getting scary. Blink of an eye, I'm going to be 40.
There's a video of us at a meeting, by the way, where you're like, I was like, I can't believe I'm fucking 23. And you're like, I can't believe I'm 22. And I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, it's crazy. It's so crazy. But I'm engaged and I've just celebrated my third year with my partner. Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. You got a adorable little cat named Nixon. He looks so agitated right now.
Yeah, he's like, it's fucking nearly midnight and these fuckers are sitting in my lounge room talking shit. And I'm so sick of this shit.
You've got... Can we talk about Mac for a second?
Let's talk about my fossil dog.
Yes. So everyone, you either have it or you know someone who has one. A dog that just, fortunately, would not pass on. He's deaf. He's almost blind. He can barely walk. He looks like a Roblox character when he's trying to jump out, like,
he's
run outside.
Constantly doing the running man.
Yeah.
Constantly doing the running man. I really got to make a TikTok video of him, like, little running to that song. I think that'll be... It'll go viral.
Yeah. No, 100%. He's so cute, though. He's, like, he's asleep now, but he's got one eye open.
He's got to keep an eye out for Selena.
I was going to say, one eye open when I'm sleeping. Yeah. One eye.
Oh, the OG memes, the OG vines, back when Musical.ly was a thing, and now it's half naked girls on TikTok. It's great.
Yeah, and to be honest, like, I remember my, like, Musical.ly days. Musical.ly, fuck. musically, and we went through this where we did like dance.
These 2005 kids won't understand.
They just like, no, 2003 onwards would never understand.
Yeah.
But Fine and Musical.ly was a big thing, and I definitely do have a Musical.ly account somewhere, and I'm never going to tell
so
anyone.
So do I. I found
we
it.
We showed each other, didn't we?
Yeah.
Nixon!
Oh my gosh.
Hello, Nixon. Yeah, I think that's come to visit. Do you want to start on the podcast?
Do you want
to
meow on the camera? Oh, yeah. Shit.
Say something. Is he saying anything?
No, he's like his mum. He's nervous. He's a bit nervous.
Do you hear the sound of the cat? Purr.
Purr from me, bitch.
Purr, bitch. Purr. Purr.
He's like, what is this? It's glowing.
He kissed it.
ASMR?
Like,
ASMR. Put the sound right up and you'll be able to hear his little sniffles.
You're getting a bit too close to that microphone, buddy. So, obviously today you're on a date with Kate. This is the standard. Josh is locked away in the basement of the house.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
Yep, he's been banished. Banished to the gaming room and not to return.
Yeah. So, would you like me to start in sort of the questioning, or would you like to start for me? Where do you want to go?
If you start, then I'll be able to know where to go. And we can sort of, with our ADHD personalities, we can sort of just start talking about one thing and not finish it, and then we'll go into something else, and then we'll remember what we were talking about 20 minutes ago.
You don't realise how bad your ADHD is until you meet someone with the exact same ADHD. You're just fucked. The conversation just spirals.
100%. Like, you're just sitting there, and you, like, before we were doing our nails, we were just... we're talking about one thing, and then we'd get sidetracked, talk about something else, and then Caitlin will talk about something else, and then I'll talk about something else, and then this little figment of in my mind comes up, and it's like, oh shit, I didn't finish my story, and then we'll go back to it.
And it'll be just like, the story took the whole time of getting an hour's done, but our nails look sick. Shout out to Kmart, their gel nail polish is looking fire.
It does look so good.
It's very emo. It's very emo. Should have put flames on it. That would have been cool. Anyways.
Next time.
Yeah, there's always a next time. So, obviously, you've lived your life. You're pretty much technically married now. So, anyone that has a fiancé is married, right? Because you've already made the commitment. He's already put a ring on it. So, tell me, in your younger years, what is the best thing you've learned from a previous relationship that made you a better person in the one that you're in now?
Oh my gosh, there are so many things. I'd say 100% you need to trust your partner.
Yeah.
That's the foundation of a relationship. Being in past relationships where a partner would need to know my exact location at every point and ask what boys have been there and shit like that. It's just, it's a very toxic relationship if you don't trust each other.
But you're also young as
yeah,
well. Like, you know
100%.
What I mean? Like, that sort of stuff is like... starts when you're younger because you're
fresh, you're new,
you don't really have that experience of like getting burnt like
yeah,
that. And
exactly,
I'm sorry, if you're still hooked on your fucking year 40, like when you're 14 years old, your girlfriend cheated on you with fucking Jack from next door, like grow up, get over yourself. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Unless it's an actual relationship where you've been properly devoted. Like, if you were devoted to your fiancé now and he cheated on you, you're in fair right 100%
yeah,
to feel worried. But if it's... you were young, you know?
Yeah,
you were only 100%. 18, you had no life experience yet. So.
100%. 100%. But I definitely do see past relationships and sort of... every relationship I've been with has been an opportunity for me to grow. Like, I can sit here and I can be like, oh, my last boyfriends were absolute assholes. Like, they ruined my life. But at the same time, now that I'm mature and now that I've grown up and now that I've been in a long-term relationship where I'm happy and I'm stable,
yeah,
it's at that point where my last boyfriends were, rather than being a shit time in my life, it was an opportunity for me to learn and grow and know what's right and what's wrong in a relationship and what to look for in a partner.
Mm.
No. 100%.
Beautiful.
It's tough asking you questions because this is your podcast. You've probably already talked about it like 5 times already.
Yeah, but what's something that you think people need to know about me?
Oh my gosh, you put me on the spot. This was my biggest stress, guys, is asking questions, because I'm like, what should I ask? I looked online and online was pretty crappy. It was all like, what's your favourite colour?
Yeah, what's the shittiest question you found online?
It was probably like, what's your favourite colour? Let me get it up.
That's an easy question. I feel like everyone knows that.
For me, it's just black. Like, anything monotone, grey, black.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can take an assumption that you might, like,
just monotone. Look at my house.
Yeah.
Let's have a look and see what's online. Things to ask on your first date. Cats or dogs? If you could have any animal as a pet, what would you choose?
Like, anything?
Yeah, let's get anything.
I would love... See, I'm a basic bitch. But I think if it was, like, an exotic animal, I would really like to own, like... fucking like leopard or something, because they're so intelligent and they're literally a big cat.
100%.
They're just so cute.
100%. I think mine would probably be like a pygmy marmoset, which is what those miniature little monkeys.
Oh,
the tiny little babies. Monkeys. I think. Oh my god, Nixon's gone mental.
He's got the zoomies, boy.
Of course.
Imagine this, but like. Fucking 6 times the size.
That's scary though. When you think about it, like when the cat bites you and stuff.
Yeah, but it's always like love bites. You know, they're made out of love. They're not like meant to hurt you. Like,
true.
I like how they bite you and then they kick their little feet.
Little bunny kicks. Little
bunny kicks. We're laughing at you. But yeah, no. So I think that would be my thing. I also have to tell you something, and I haven't told you this, but we were on the street on Saturday night, and you had told us a story.
Me?
No, you fucker. Oh, I thought the cat was about to knock the mic over. You had told us a story about something. I can't say it on the podcast because I don't want to say it out loud, but it was about that. I'm making it just straight. Yes. And we were at the lights. This is very off topic, but we were at the lights after this, like, emo night. And these two guys, hilarious, they started walking with us and were walking in the same direction. They just came out of the emo night. And I was saying, oh, like, I have a podcast. You know, I was talking to them. And we were saying, then Rhiannon, our friend, we were saying, did you just knock your whole nail off then?
Yeah, I did. The joys of stick-ups.
But Rhiannon, our friend, went and told them about, well, it doesn't matter because they're never going to know who you are anyways, but told them about it, and they were shocked.
Really?
They did not know it existed.
That's so crazy.
It's like, there is that portion, I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but there is that portion of people that don't know that exists, and for the people that know it exists, it's not for the right reasons.
Oh my gosh. It's so crazy, like, growing up thinking stuff like that is, like, normal.
Yeah.
And then learning that it's really not normal. It's, what did I put myself through?
They were shocked. Like, I've never seen, like, anyone be like, oh, like, gobsmacked.
No Chick-fil-A sauce?
No. But yeah, no, that was shocking. It was so funny. And just seeing their reaction was hilarious. And then I had asked the same question in reverse. I can't say on the podcast, but I asked the same question in reverse, and they said they've never had anything similar in the reverse.
Wow.
Position.
Wow.
So that was just interesting. Is Nixon still there? He's behind you.
Yeah.
Chilling. Yeah, no, wonderful question. The question that I have for you is, obviously you've lived years and you know that you've definitely caused a lot of headaches for your parents at times.
Oh my gosh. The deep and meaningful questions. Let's go.
What is the worst thing you've ever done to your parents? Because I know that you're close to them now.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I feel like there is more to it.
I think, like, I've never done anything that's, like, super duper bad. Like, I've never hurt them or done anything to hurt them. I think probably for me, the worst thing I ever did to them was obviously in those years of having my license and then leaving and coming back at stupid hours of the morning and not really communicating with them what I'm doing. Of course, my parents are super chill, but, you know, seeing that from an outside perspective, if I had my own child and they went out on their own and didn't come back until stupid hours of the morning, then I think that would probably be the worst thing that I've done to my parents.
Yeah.
Is just cause them to worry about me.
You've had your years. We've shared so many stories.
Oh, the memories.
No, but I understand where you're coming from. I'm a little bit of a shit stirrer though. Sometimes I like, you know, being mysterious.
Mysterious.
You know, if if I rock up, I rock up. If I don't, you'll see me tomorrow morning, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think, like, because I didn't have those helicopter parents who, you know, they didn't have Life 360. They didn't know, need to know exactly where I was. Like, I was at a stage in my life where I was going to town every single weekend and, same, you know.
Red Square.
Yeah. Legit.
Dog and duck.
Guess where I met Josh?
Did you, dog and duck?
I forget which club it was. I'll have to ask him. But, yeah, we met in town.
Do you want to call him? Or just text him and be like, what club was it?
What club did we meet in?
The club can't even handle me right now. That's what I get. Oh, goodness me.
What club did we meet
in? It's probably too busy. I'm just hearing him trying to start on the fucking controller.
Fucking Kelly messaging me again.
You made me die in my game. How dare you?
I have to pause the stream now. Yeah. So, yeah, we met in town. That was interesting, of all the places that you could meet your partner.
Yeah, for sure. Now, do you have a question for me?
Because we're on the topic of clubbing, let me know what your worst clubbing experience has been so far.
I've actually got two. I'm going to tell you my worst and I'll tell you my best. Do you want me to sum my best and then finish on the worst? Or the worst?
Yeah, and then I've got a good one for you too.
Okay, okay. We just said a question, girl. It's my
turn. I know, but I've got an answer to my question that okay, I answered okay. you. Because as we were like, oh, actually, I've got a really good story that's women and dog and duck.
Okay, cute. So my best clubbing story was my 21st birthday and it was...
Not even the time that we all went out together for your birthday?
That was fun. I really liked that.
Heartbreaking.
I really liked that one. But I also was severely on borderline sick and also felt disgusting the next morning. Shout out to Nate and Laura for getting that cake. My friends are so lovely and my
it
friend
was
made my
the
cake.
Best. It was such a yummy cake.
She did well.
Yeah,
she lit that shit up.
She did amazing. Amazing job. Shout out to Laura if she's listening.
Love you. No, actually, I'm going to change my story. Not my 21st because I did speak about it, but this is my favorite experience and I still think about it to this day. They're split in 2 weeks apart, so I'm going to tell both.
Okay.
First one being is it was the first time I went to the Crown and Anchor, which at the moment they're trying to fucking demolish it and they can suck my ass.
I've never been.
So we're going.
Okay. Tonight?
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Like, we might as well be super fucking tired for tomorrow. But, you know, I went to the Crown and Anchor for the first time, and it was just, like, this magnetic energy that Rhiannon... It was the first time me and Rhiannon had properly gone out, but we had this magnetic energy about us because everything was coming to us for free. We were getting drinks for free. We weren't paying for anything. We met up with people from other places that we work with. They were there. We had a good vibe going on. The bartenders were vibing us. I was just in this, like, this vibe. And it was really funny. I don't speak to this gentleman anymore, but I will never forget the way that I met him. And I've been out on dates with him afterwards, but this was, like, a highlight of my, like, last year. So I'm sitting on this table outside where this door is, and he walks out, and he trips, and he's holding a book, and he fucking throws it like full, like fell and chucked it. When he chucked it, it fell literally right at my feet from where I was sitting. And he's like, fuck, I'm so sorry. And then I was like, what are you reading? Because he was cute. I was trying to shoot my shot or whatever. And he came and sat down next to me, and it was like this art book that was in the Crown and Anchor. And he pulled it open, and he's just sitting there, and him and I are just rating out of 10. The art on this page, and I thought, oh my god, this guy is so cute, but I didn't think much of it. Anyways, after the conversation, he got up and walked away. I was like, no, that's not on. So I get up, I hunt him down, I said, oi, come here. And he goes, what? And he was that intoxicated, and I was sober, so I wasn't gonna kiss him or anything like that. But I said to him, I was like, what is your number? Give me your socials. I want to speak to you again, and I want to see you again after this night. So ended up getting it, and that was the good one. The second night that I went to Crown and Anchor, I ran into an old friend, Declan, which is in a previous podcast episode, and I used to know him purely from this guy I used to date, which we can get into the story of that later, because that came back around this month. And, yeah, I saw him, and it was really nice to just be in an environment where we were just sitting and chatting. I think we chatted for like 3 hours, but it was just so nice. It was so nice. It was such a good environment. We were playing Truth or Dare in the circle. Just ended up being truths and asking questions to each other. And we got to know each other. And yeah, I was very grateful. It's how we did the podcast the next day. I actually asked Eklund to come back on. So my worst experience would have to be back in the day. This is when I was 18, so gross. And I talk a lot, so I apologize. I went out with one of my girlfriends, like, in high school. Like, you know, it was a girls' night. We're getting dressed up, you know, rah-rah-rah. And she gets there, and she brings the most annoying friend I fucking can't... I still can't stand it to this day. And they just kind of, like, go off and ditch. So the whole time, you know what I did? I just kept making out with random people in Reds and Dogs and Woolshed and Black Bull and...
like you do when you're 18.
Yeah, you just... anyone in sight that you see, you go, yep, that's it. And she got really angry and I was meant to stay at her house and she kicked me out of the house that night. So I ended up just passing out, like, on this random guy's bed. Like, nothing happened. Passed out. Woke up at 6 a.m, got an Uber back, and then banged on her window and said, I'm sorry, and she let me back in, and I fell asleep till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
But the fact that you felt the need to say sorry to her, like...
I'm not friends with her anymore.
Yeah, but like, oh my god, wow. Sounds like a real shit time. My shit time's very similar.
Go, yes.
It's scarily similar, so... obviously went through that phase where I went clubbing all the time, you know, chatting with boys like you do when you're a youngin. And obviously this is before I met Josh. I was talking to this guy and we organized to get a hotel room together because, you know, get a little bit freaky. and obviously, so we organized the hotel room. I paid for it and everything. It wasn't a hugely expensive. I think it's the hotel it's across from the Adelaide Oval. Not the Oval, sorry. The hospital. Like the cheese grater. Something like that.
Holiday Inn.
Something like that. I don't know. But it was that was always my go-to hotel to stay at.
It's on North Terrace, and then you can go out and you can be on Manly Street.
So it's like Holiday not on. Inn. So I paid for it and everything. We're at clubbing, we're having fun, catching up with different people. And there was this group of girls that I had previously met before, and we all used to hang out and, you know, drink together and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, those random girls that you meet in the...
Sorry to interrupt you. Is he meant to be doing that?
What is he doing? Oh, whatever. He's just drinking water out of the cup.
Cup.
He's a bit strange. It's not a glass cup. We learned that the hard way. He dropped a glass cup this morning.
No, that's right.
So you know how, like, you go out and you meet a friend group, kind of like you meet a friend group and you sort of talk every now and then and you just catch up in town randomly.
Yeah.
So that's what happened this night. We caught up in town just randomly. And I ended up talking to this guy for ages, and this guy ended up being a partner of mine for a little bit. We broke up since, whatever.
Is that the one?
No, that's okay. That's a different one. So I was, like, invested in talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And obviously going out clubbing, I wasn't wearing any clothes that had pockets. So the guy that I booked the hotel room with, he was holding onto the keys. Now, after I'd finished talking to this guy, I looked around and I was like, where is this guy? He's got my hotel keys. What's going on? And I turned to some of the guys there and I was like, so where's such and such? And they're like, oh, he took some girls and he went back to the hotel room. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? He's got my keys. I paid for that hotel room.
He didn't pay anything.
And so me and this guy I was talking to on the night, we
sorry, I kept trying to knock the mic. She fucking needed him off the couch. Nixon,
the sad boy. And the guy that I was talking to on the night, he ended up walking me back to the hotel room. Because obviously, if you've ever been on Hindley Street as a woman on your own, it's very scary. So we walked back to the hotel room. We went up to the hotel room that I was staying in and knocked on the door. And this guy who had my keys opened the door. And I said, what the fuck is going on? You have literally ditched me in town and you've taken these two girls back to my hotel room without consulting me or anything.
Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out. We yeah. Get the fuck out.
And I, like, and he was like, oh, what do you mean? Like, you know, this is my hotel room too. And I said, you have not paid me a cent. This is technically my hotel room. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So I ended up just packing my shit and leaving because I was like...
You're joking!
No, but this bloke had just finished having a threesome in my bed. I ain't fucking sleeping there. So I packed my shit. I jumped in my car. And this was probably like maybe 2, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Oh my fucking God.
And don't ever do this. Don't drive and drink. Don't drink and drive. I'm very grateful I didn't get pulled over that night because I probably would have blown over. And I ended up driving this other guy home as well. And we ended up just... dropping him off, and I went home. I think I got home maybe 5 a.m. Not a wink of sleep, and I slept for the whole day the next day. That was my shittest time in town, as being, like, ditched. And then lost my money.
Oh, my God. I would have been like, get the fuck out, and I would have requested yeah, new sheets.
True, but it was just so early in the morning, and... You I don't know, maybe I'm anyways. Just too nice. Maybe I'm just too nice because I was like, well, if I kick him out, then he's not going to have anywhere to say. But, you know, obviously, I didn't have anywhere to say, so it was kind of, I'll be a nice person.
This cat man is on meth.
He is.
He's on meth.
He got into my drawer. Shit. Not again, Nixon. Come on, man.
Oh my god.
But yeah, zombies. I messaged that guy the next day and I was like, I need you to send me money. And he was like, no, I'm not paying you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he was like, because I barely even slept there, I ended up leaving after you did. And I was like, so who checked out the room? Who gave the keys? And he was like, oh, I just left the keys on the table. And I was like, what?
Did you get charged for that as well?
No, I didn't, thankfully. But that... I have not spoken to that guy since, for good reason.
Why would you, anyways? He's a fuckwit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's got Zoom. Chill out, bro.
You're ruining the podcast. You're ruining it.
You're ruining it.
Yeah. Worst time in town. It was great.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Tell me, I think, tell me your worst work story.
Huh. I've got a few.
The worst.
So, I know they're not going to listen to this, so that's fine. But I, in high school, I dropped out, I left, you know, whatever. And when I left school, I made the decision to just not talk to anyone that I went to school with.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Solid.
High school was shit.
I back you up on that.
Uh-huh. I remember going to work one day. I had gotten promoted to a shift manager role.
Mm-hmm.
I worked hard for that shit. And I walk in and I was like, there's a chick from my school here. What is going on? And I said, who's that chick? Why is she wearing the work uniform? Like, what's going on? They're like, oh, you know, we've just hired her. She's like one of the new shift workers. And I was like, holy shit, like, do you guys know that I went to school with her? And she was like one of these chicks, like, she had a very big personality. Obviously, my grade in high school, it wasn't a huge school, but it was big enough that everyone had their own groups and there was people that you just didn't associate with. And I didn't really associate with this girl, but I'd heard stories about her. She'd probably heard stories about me. We just didn't like each other from the small amounts of sort of conversation that we had during high school.
Yeah.
So obviously walking into work, finding out this chick was there was just a shit show. And I was like, yeah, work's gonna be crap.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm on shift with her. Funnily enough, I was her manager.
Yeah.
And there'd be times where, like, she just wouldn't work.
Josh is fucked. He's so fucked.
I wonder if the camera, if the microphone picked that up. But, whenever I would be the manager for her, she just wouldn't work. She wouldn't pull her weight. And that used to piss me off. So I'd made a complaint to my managers and I was like, hey, this chick's not doing shit. And they're like, oh, you know, whatever, we'll look into it. Never did, because, you know, where I worked, I'm not going to name names, not going to shame.
But God forbid they fire someone.
Oh my God, what a shit place to work. I'm so glad I left that place. but she would just never work. She ended up making up stories about me and
that you're
and
horrible one
and shoot. yeah, telling my work colleagues like how horrible I am, making up stories about shit I did in high school, which were not true, because you know high school is just full of rumors, the joys, and you know, long story short, because I could probably go on forever, I ended up getting fired because of these. Well, I didn't get fired.
You got either dismissed you kinda, or like you can leave.
Like, it's one of those things where they sort of neglect you, like, management sort of neglect you, they give you less shifts, they treat you crap,
yeah,
leave you out of stuff, and you kind of just get to that point where it's, like, they're not going to fire you, so but you they're kind of, like, soft pushing you to, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Which wasn't sort of a bad thing for me. I had planned to leave anyways. It was a bit of a crap place to work, but...
yeah.
She's now fucking around with the manager, which is kind of funny.
Oh, no wonder why you got pushed out.
Legit cheated on her boyfriend.
Oh,
the guy that she slept with cheated on his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They slept together, and we found out because they used to hang out all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, whatever, because every workplace has a group chat. We had a group chat. They'd send photos and they'd be in it together. And this is like, this is a bit weird. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Like, you guys are texting.
What's going on? That's a bit strange. yeah, so he broke up with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week later, she broke up with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And then, yeah, so that's the end of the story. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you fuck, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. But also, I think, like, high school is such a different perspective of you, you know what I mean? It's such a, like... closed book of who mm-hmm. you are. For me, 100%. It was. I feel like if people met me now, it'd be a whole lot different. Like, I'm a lot less uptight. And I'm glad I was a little bit of a late bloomer, to be honest with you. I think it would have been worse if I was like this when I was in high school. Because mm-hmm. you're more restricted by your parents. But when you get to 18, you sort of like, I'm free. I can do whatever I want. Like, you know, yeah, I can live my life.
Like your fuck it attitude.
Yeah.
100%. Like, just the way people are, you know, in high school. Just, obviously, in high school, you're immature, you're young. Everyone's learning to become who they are and finding who they are. But and
everything is so judged so quickly because it's, like, so taboo because it's not known. But then when you get to adulthood, you're like, okay, you like toes. That's normal, I guess. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, you hear that girl, ooh, she likes toes in high school. Ooh, toe girl.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, okay, that's somebody's thing. When you get to a door, you're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another thing, you know, haven't heard, but I don't really care. Like, you just kind of go, all right, whatever.
Cool. Yeah, live your life, boo. Be happy.
Yeah, 100%.
As long as you're happy, it doesn't affect me. The fact you like toes doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
100%. But in high school, different thing. You'd be like, oh, you like toes.
New drama. Oh my god, let's spread around the school. Let's make people like bully this chick or make her feel like shit for her interests.
Yeah.
Not that I like interests. Feet. Okay, I just have to put that out there. It sounds like we're talking about me liking feet. No.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
Definitely not. let's go back to the sort of deep and meaningful, as I feel like we strayed away and went into this little funny side of things.
It
but
was.
Have you ever hurt someone, like broken someone's heart, or I don't know, give me a little bit of context if you have.
Yeah, like I had a situation, I actually saw this person this week, and if you're listening to this, hi.
Hello.
How's it going? Awkward. Very awkward. No, so I was last year I was recently single, like literally I got broken up with December 31st.
Shit.
Well, the 1st of January, technically, because it was like 10 minutes after 12 o'clock.
What a time. What a time to do it.
Such a beautiful, gentle soul. Nah, fuck.
What a lovely man.
What a lovely man. But yeah, no, I was sort of like jumping into as many dates as what I could and like going on Tinder dates. I think I went on like five to ten Tinder dates in like, and people I've met in person within like 4 to 5 months.
Like you do.
Which is a lot, but also like it's normal now. Like I've got a date this weekend which I'm really looking forward to. So if you're listening to this, hello. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Treat her right.
Yeah.
Be a gentleman.
He's picking dinner, I'm picking an activity, so we might revisit that afterwards. But yeah, it'll be really good. I'm really excited to meet this gentleman. But I went on a lot of dates. I've met a lot of friends now. Like, shout out to my friends that I pulled from a club and we went on a date and it didn't work out. Now we're really good friends. Like, I met a lot of good people. So I'm really happy that that happened. But I stumbled across one guy that I actually matched with off Bumble. And I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. He was interested in what I was interested in. It was a very cool vibe in the beginning. My parents actually dropped me off to this day and they took my niece and nephew, and I still remember to this day my niece in the car going, oh, you got a kiss. She's such a bully, but I love her. She's so such a queen. And I went on this date and I thought, wow, this is the guy I've been waiting for. I was like, whew, like, this is great. And my friend Nixon ruined it for me, because I love you, Nixon, but you were telling the truth before I could see it. And Nixon said to me, the first person you properly meet that blows you away after your relationship, he said, you're not going to be ready for. And that's okay. Mm. And don't force yourself to be ready for it, because they're at a different level than what you're at.
Yeah.
So true. And I met this guy and we were seeing each other and, you know, and we'd kiss and it was really romantic. He was so sweet and so kind. And then I was like, fuck, I can't commit. I can't be back in a relationship again. I don't know what I'm doing. I just came out of one and I fucking have been depressed for 5 months. I don't know how to love again. I don't know how to involve myself. I don't know how to have someone in my space anymore. I'm too scared. Completely pulled the fucking plug out of that. I was like, no. But he stayed around. We messaged all the time. We called. We should have been in a relationship, because it wouldn't have made a fucking damn difference between talking every day to, you know, being in the relationship or whatever. Anyways, so everything happened and we came to a halt where I said to him, I cannot and I will not be able to provide you what you want from me. I'm not ready for it. I can't give it to you. I need to be alone. Straight out. I was like, I literally love you. Like, I'm in love with you. I love everything about you. But I can't give you that aspect of me. I said, that is horrible to say, but I just can't. He understood, and I said, I really want you to go out there and find the person that is meant for you, because it's not me, right? So he goes out, he goes on Tinder, he finds a girl. All of a sudden, they're in a relationship, speeding up, they're traveling around Australia together, like, all this shit happened, like, bang, 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 bang. And I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm so happy for you, I'm really, you know, glad, lots of love, you know, peace and respect, whatever. And then from that, it just, his communication dropped off. I don't know what it was, if it was something serious in the relationship, all of that stuff. I still think sometimes the dropping off was like maybe this sadness of,
yeah,
because we had conversations about it in the past, but it completely dropped off. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I genuinely did hurt this person. I know for a fact that he would have still been in a limbo stage if I didn't tell him to move on. And it's good, because I'm glad he is with someone that challenges him to be his best self. He seems to be very happy, and I respect that. I'm very happy and content where I am at the moment. And yeah, I'm looking for something serious. I'm in that headspace now, and I'm not wasting my time on people that, you know, can't give that to me. But if he had strolled in my life now, probably would have been ready for him. But I had to go through that,
mm-hmm,
to be able to be the person that I am now. But peace and love, miss you. We'll always miss you, but it just
wasn't meant to be.
We were meant to exist in each other's life for a short period of time, and now we're not, and that's totally okay, and I'm content with that. But it was lovely seeing you this weekend, I guess. We didn't speak, but it was lovely seeing you. You look very happy. And that's the main thing, is that you've moved on from the hurt and the pain that I've caused you. But also, you caused a lot of pain and hurt on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgive you for that. And we move on. But yeah, that was my... That's a little, like, deep. It's a long story, but it's meaningful. And, you know, it happened. And we exist and we move on.
It's a lesson. It's growth. You know, so those sort of things there. It's like when I, a little bit of a story for me.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me. I love the story times. Give me a story.
I think that's what the whole podcast is about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just us having a deep and meaningful chats.
Yeah. So I had just gotten out of a relationship. I was absolutely heartbroken. I met this guy. He was a youngin. We were both youngins, actually.
The youngins.
Get down to the youngins. And we moved pretty quickly. We got into a relationship really quickly. Mm-hmm. We barely even knew each other, and we got into a relationship. So that was sort of
the worst thing to do. Someone until you hit 3 months.
100%. And so this guy and I, he didn't have his license. So this would have been when I was 17. He was 16, so he didn't have his license. So I would drive all the way out to him. He lived ages away. And I just remember driving to him all the time. It was so long.
And you would have been such a broke student then.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. My God.
I think at that time I had like a casual job, you know, making the bare minimum per week.
$150 a week.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much fill up a tank when we're done. And I remember I genuinely thought that I had feelings for this guy. And I guess I did. I think I liked him, but I didn't.
Love
him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I have this sort of spectrum when I look at the feelings I have for someone. There's sort of, I like someone, I love someone, and I'm in love with someone. I feel like they're three very different things.
Yeah.
And I feel like I did like this guy quite a lot. He was very attractive. We got along really well. We had the same interests. And I could tell that he fell very hard. Obviously at this time, I was very immature and sort of gave this guy an impression that I was wanting a long-term relationship, which I guess I was at one point, but then sort of thinking about it, it wasn't really for me. Obviously being young and not knowing how to break up with someone and sort of leave a relationship
that
you
want
to
be in.
Scary. Yeah. So this one night I called him up and I was like, oh, I don't think that this is right. And I remember him crying on the phone, and I'll never forget this night, him crying on the phone and him saying, I'm so upset, Kelly. And I remember saying, like, why are you so upset? And he's like, because I'm in love with you. Aww. And I remember saying to him, I was like, look, I'm so sorry. I don't feel the same. I've just gotten out of a relationship, and it's really tough for me to open up again, sort of similar to yourself.
Yeah,
100%. And instead of actually... This is so embarrassing. Instead of actually breaking up with this guy, being a little youngin, I just stopped talking to him.
Oh, I thought it's going to be worse. Like, I just was with him for another 3 years. No, that's fine. Sometimes I think it's necessary if the point hasn't got across to ghost. 100%. It's not the best way of doing it, but it's become so known now that that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. So, no. I think you did the right thing.
And what's crazy is, like, a psychic, actually. I saw a psychic before this guy and I cut cords. And she was saying to me how, you know, over your ex, you know, you rushed into this and you're not going to have a full breakup. It's just going to... You're just going to stop talking. And that is what happened. And from that day on, I believed in psychics. Like, she was an amazing... psychic. She told me so many things, which was absolutely crazy, and all of
them. Send
her
my way. I need it. I need...
I forget who she is. I'll look into my Snapchat memories from back in 2019, and because I remember taking a photo of her card and putting it on my Snapchat story saying, oh my God, like, this lady is amazing. But yeah, I'll never forget that time where a male has genuinely cried to me and said, I'm upset because I'm in love with you and you don't feel the same. So gut-wrenching. So gut-wrenching. Yeah, very sad. Very, very sad, but...
It happens, though.
You
just gotta... You do the right thing, because if you prolonged it any more than what that was for that short period of time, imagine how much worse it would have been. He probably would have been rocking up at your door.
Yeah.
He would have probably had his license by then, you know?
Probably. But I mean, looking back at it now, sort of, you know, I at that time, I did what was best. And I did the right thing. However, if it was a situation where I've been, you know, if I'm in that situation now, I'd know that the best thing would to be open and honest. And that's what I'm very, sort of, not appreciative, I can't think of the word, but I mean, I guess in awe of the fact that you are very honest and upfront with men when you are speaking to them and how you feel about sort of how you were just talking about that guy, how you were just upfront and honest with him rather than just stopping contact. You know how people do these days, they just ghost people.
Yeah. I can't, if I ghost people, then I'm going to become comfortable with it because it's easy. It's an easy route. It's kind of cowardly. And if I do that, I'm just it happened to me once where I got ghosted. I hate it happening to me. Why would I do it to anyone else? And to be honest, I'm fucking 23 years old. If I can't express how I'm feeling and you can't either, then you're not the right person for me and I'm not the right person for you. Because if 100%. We can't communicate in a perspective of like a situationship, how the fuck will communication be on point when we're in a relationship?
100%. 100%.
So I'm very upfront. Like, I'm upfront with the people that I'm dating at the moment. I make it very clear. Because there's not one person I'm dating. Obviously, I'm keeping my options open.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be come date with Kay if there wasn't multiple people I was seeing. Geez. Right? And that's not even in a perspective of, like, sexualizing it or anything like that. That's just genuinely a perspective of getting to know people. If I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to make the right one. And there's a lot of people at the moment where I'm like, this is a really strong applicant, but
there's one thing.
This is not it. And it's not being picky. It's the fact that, A, they may not be ready in that stage of their life to commit.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I'm going to go for. B, they could be everything, but there is just, it might be a like a personality blocker, or maybe they're really passionate about hating cats. Because if you hate cats, fuck you.
Exactly.
How could you? You know, like, stuff like that. It's not, like, it's not even anything in particular, but that's just a shit example of the cats thing. But it could be, like, the first one. Like, they may be really terrible with their communication. And communication is something that you can work on. But if you're an older male, like, because I normally date, I won't date people younger than me. It's always older. If you're an older male and you're in your late 20s and we're having a conversation and you're not able to express how you feel, or I don't see that working out. And it sounds so strict. It sounds so strict. But
yeah, but at the end of the day, you kind of got to be strict in this day and age. You know, you can't sort of commit to someone who isn't fully there, you know, or has a couple of red flags, because at the end of the day, it's you getting hurt. And, you know, with your past and being hurt in the past, you know, obviously you're going to have those walls up, and that's completely normal.
I don't anymore. Like, I'm very more open to, like, people and situations. And, like, I actually met a gentleman on the weekend who I've been texting since, and it's actually been a delight, like, meeting people. But what I need is, if I don't want to make a decision and be like, this is the person for me, and I waste 10 years of my time that could have been dedicated to somebody else. So that's why I'm really precise with it, because I don't want to commit to something when it's not right for me, or when I know truly and deeply down that it's not the person. Yeah. And that scares me. Like, that's my biggest fear. Yeah. Like, getting married, having kids, and then bang, fucking 10 years later, he's cheating with somebody else because you guys couldn't clearly communicate about things in your relationship. Or I think of everything. It's probably why I have ADHD, because my brain just ding, ding, ding everywhere. But it's just that sort of aspect of, like, though that is my biggest fear. And so how do I, as much as I can try to avoid it, it potentially can happen. But the points that I can make is, if I feel like I made the right decision, I know deep down, and I will know in my gut, because when you know, you know.
Exactly.
I think when I make that decision, Nixon, when I make that decision, it will be the right one, and it will be the right person, because I'm not doing this. This is not going to be a short-term thing. If people are looking at it in a short-term perspective, then bye.
Bye, boy.
We're long-term. We're long-term.
We're looking for, put your applications in, we're looking for a sixth person to join our
couple group,
you know.
I'm the last single friend. I'm the last one.
You need to enjoy barbecues, you need to enjoy kids. your kids, you need to have, you know, plans to drive the boat when we all go to our shared shack up shack. At the river or the beach or something.
We planned our retirement thing already, like the girls and I. We've all like, Kelly's like, we're going to get a shack one day. We're going to invest in it. And it's all going to be all of us. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Why is your cat standing on his 2 feet? This fucking meth addict cat.
I definitely should have locked him away.
Oh my God. Nixon.
He's got a frog butt at the moment. You know those like.
He's got no butt. Look at him. He's got a flat ass.
He's definitely got titties though. He, if you look at him, look.
Your cat's got boobs.
He does.
Little boobies.
I bully him about it all the time. You know, I feel like even though he's a ginger cat, I try not to bully him because he's ginger. So I found the fact that, you know, he has a pair of tits. I think that's a good thing to bully him about. It builds strength, it builds personality, and that's little probably
pectorals,
why.
Pectorals? Yeah. Sir?
But realistically, he just works out on the weekends.
Yeah. You know,
like,
he lifts some weights in the backyard. He does. Zoomies.
He does.
But talking about you, you've been the star of the podcast. How do you feel? Okay.
Do you mean fools? 90% of it. Nixon, what are you doing?
Now, we're coming to the last 5 to 10 minutes. Do you have any final questions you'd like to ask me?
Oh my gosh. Let's just list off what you are looking for in someone. If we have maybe a potential in the future applicant to be Caitlin's knight in shining armor, listen in, because this is a list of things that Caitlin looks for.
A list. Not really a list.
What's your pros and cons? Like, pros and cons in a partner that you look for.
My pros, I've definitely got more pros than cons.
Mm-hmm.
Pros would be just genuinely someone who's hardworking and determined like I am, because I'm probably one of the most hardworking people I know. Kind.
I can agree with that.
Oh, thank you. Kind and supportive, and just a happy-go-lucky person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a grump at times, so I don't hope that someone can always be 100% happy, but somebody can kind of warm
Pick
me
you up.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah. In my bad days and make me feel fuzzy, then you know I would return the favor. Cons, I don't really have any cons besides the ones that I mentioned, like the saying, you know, potentially wanting something serious and then not having something serious, or just communication style is bad, or anything sleazy. I don't like someone who will come straight from the tack and compliment something about my physical appearance. I'm a lot more than just who I am.
Yeah.
On the outside. Come here. I'm a lot more than what I... and a lot of guys, because I'm a young 20... Are you okay? Grace, look at my feet.
Yes,
foot You've fetish. Got a toe fetish.
He does. Ooh. He's a bit weird.
I don't like sleazy men. That's the biggest thing. I don't like someone who's like... The first thing they compliment me about is like my physical attributes.
Yeah.
There. That's the only thing. But I think that... When I know, and I believe that it will be this year. I have a feeling.
I have a feeling too.
And I know it's right, because I'm in a good, good place mentally.
Yeah.
And I will be in a good place soon when I get my house. I'm so excited. I'm so close.
So many parties at Caitlin's.
So many parties, bro. Christmas at my house every year. But
so excited.
I'm so close. It's just finding the perfect house. It's so hard at the moment.
That's the worst thing, though. Like, when Josh and I look at houses, we just sort of... Because obviously at the moment we're currently in a rental.
Yeah.
When we sort of look at houses, I think for me personally, it's like I'm about to pay like $500,000 for a house, paying back a loan for the next 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to like the house. And yes, you can renovate it, but obviously you need to keep in mind the foundations of the home. And obviously a lot of things on the interior that, you know, like yourself wanting sort of that dark wood look, you know.
Yeah.
It's so tough making such, like, it is definitely a commitment.
I know for a fact, though, I want an older house. I want an older house. I don't want anything built in this fucking cheap-ass society that you pay $600,000 for. I want a beautiful old house with high ceilings and wooden floors. Like double brick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It's beautiful. They're such beautiful houses. And it has so much, like, history.
Yeah.
To it.
And ghosts, so we can do little Ouija boards.
No, I'm getting... No, actual no cap. Like, so funny if you believe in it or not. I'm getting a priest when I'm moving to my house to sage the whole proper house and make sure it's like with fucking holy water. Like, no, honestly, I get nervous about that sort of stuff. I'll make sure any negativity of that house has been cleansed and it's out. I'm not having that at all. My house will be nice and relaxed. But honestly, I've said to one of my friends, I'm like, can you please move in? I just need someone there. I can't live alone. I'm too scared.
Well, I definitely know what to buy you as a housewarming gift, like a sage kit with some crystals and stuff.
We should sage the house. Yeah,
we'll do it. We'll like play some old school Usher, old school R&B. There's always that one person. And we're just sitting there like saging, like, fuck off negative energy, like,
fuck you.
If you don't like R&B, get out of here.
Oh, I'll be doing that for the fucking spider outside your house. I'll be saging. I'll be lighting the
Larry
fucking thing
is
on him.
Fine. I seriously, I forget about Larry all the time.
Yeah, but I have a pet spider as well at home, and I call her Mama. And she only comes out, like, I'll go see her tonight. She'll be out tonight. But I think I send you snaps of her.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, she only comes out at night, and she's a mama. She's a mama. And she's big. She doesn't affect me. But she can save from a distance. Because I don't want to hurt her and she doesn't have to hurt me. But I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
Still freaky.
But her name's Mama. I do like that name.
Mama. I don't know. Larry's just a name that I thought up this afternoon. I was like, that's actually a really funny name for the spider out the front. Let's call it Larry.
It's huge. It's like a golden orb spider, but it's the size of a fucking golf ball.
There was a golden orb spider there too. So there must be two spiders going on.
Nah, I can't. I actually can't. You're walking me out to the car. You're walking me fucking out to the car. I'm not walking out there by my fucking self. Anyways, we're getting to the last now couple minutes. Say something positive about this week.
Something positive about this week. This podcast was pretty positive. Okay. Getting to hang out with you and Rhiannon the other night was pretty fun. Having little girls' night, getting everything ready for Easter. I think that was highlight. That was definitely the best part of my week.
Did the like me and Kelly were on the floor at our friend's house, Rhiannon, and we had to do the bunny feet with flour on the carpet. And it was the biggest bunny feet I've ever seen. And her son is so intelligent that he's like, Mum, that's a big bunny.
Oh, but he's just so smart.
He's such a good
kid. Beautiful kids, honestly. Beautiful.
Yeah. But,
honestly.
Yeah, no, that was really good. I enjoyed my night. I think my positive of the week was getting over the end of the month in work context.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah.
Going into a meeting tomorrow where I'm going to hopefully be praised, make me feel good about myself.
I'll praise you. I'll stand up in front of everyone.
I just want to praise you.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh my gosh, seriously, Caitlin has just done such an amazing job this month. Like, wow, I am astonished.
Astonished.
I will do that.
Also, another thing was we had photo shoots for my band. If you didn't know, I'm in the band called Off the Street. Please follow it on Instagram. It would be really nice.
And TikTok.
Yeah, it's me singing. Something I've always wanted to do. And me and a friend got together and we started this project. And we just had photos done. And I was very scared to look at myself in these photos. But it was absolutely beautiful. And I'm so fucking blessed. Like, shout out to you, Oscar. I love you so dearly. And I'm so happy that you've welcomed me a part of your life again, because we've known each other for a couple of years now. You used to be my boss. But you're incredible, and we're going to make some money, a lot of money together. So
super excited. I've already said to Caitlin, myself and Rhiannon, one of the other wonderful ladies who's been on a podcast before with Caitlin, we are going to be those people who are at every single gig, every single concert. We're going to have personalized t-shirts with Caitlin's face on it, and they're gonna say something along the lines of like, the lead singer is so hot or something like that. Yeah. Just like
real facts, honestly.
Yeah. 100%. We are that supportive group, and I think that's so probably sweet. What's best about our sort of friendship group that we've got going on. Mm. Just also supportive of each other's accomplishments, and you know, we're there for each other, which is amazing.
Nah, and it's lovely. And we're so close. We live so close to each other, which is lovely. Because my other friendship group that I love so dearly, shout out to you, Phoebe and Hayley. They're so fucking far away. I miss them so much. But it's just so hard because we live... Our meeting point is the city. But it's nice to have support and to be surrounded by really positive people that really promote you to do the right thing and support every way. But now that we're at the end, we hope that you have a wonderful night if you're listening to this night or day, or if you're in the gym, or if you're not in the gym, or if you fucking go to bed sleeping. Whatever you're doing, we hope you have a wonderful time. And you have been listening to Calm Day with Kay and
Kelly.
Have a nice time. Bye.